Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, everyone. We're delighted to be back in the clinic after lockdown number 2 of 2020, and we're feeling very festive. It's Christmas Eve.
And what could be more festive whilst you're peeling your Brussels sprouts than a chat about facial treatments? Mariam, I'm going to be giving my review of that lovely old therapy session I had with you last time I was here, which was a bit painful, to say the least. But actually, and I know this is a bit naughty, but can we just talk about, have you been watching The Undoing?
Oh my God, best series ever.
Well,
yes, I have. And actually, you know why I watched it? Besides the fact that I've heard it was very good. The day after it was released, I would have a number of patients, probably half of my patients, come in and comment about Nicole Kidman. She's such a gorgeous woman, like such this physique, her statuesque appearance and her porcelain skin.
I know this sounds a bit starfucky because I know her quite well and have done for many, many years. I don't see her more than kind of like once every few years. But when I do see her, we kind of go out for a drink, and I met her interviewing her for Vogue, and we kind of became friends because she worked on a play that my husband was producing, and we kind of got to know each other. And over the years, we see each other. And what I would say about her is that up close and personal, and I go in literally, you know, I talk about a deep lean in because I'm so curious. That skin has never seen the light
sunshine.
Of day. It's
you
never seen sunshine.
That's
I'm curious
amazing.
To what else she's done, because obviously
she's from Australia, right?
Yeah, she's
so
from Australia.
She's never seen the sun and comes from Australia is a pretty big...
She will have grown up with that whole Australian culture of, you know, sunblock generation.
No, not the sunblock generation. She's in her 50s. What sunblock generation?
No, but I think she was very much brought up, like her family is super sporty. Her whole life was about hiking with her dad.
Oh, wow.
But she has always kept, because
away
she's got that
red,
the colour of her hair actually in that show is probably the nearest to her natural colour I've ever seen it. The blonde is not, you know, if anyone who remembers Nicole Kidman at the beginning of her career, it was like huge and curly
I love that hair, that beautiful
and,
curls.
Yeah, so she has a redhead skin. But what's going on in that skin? What's keeping it so dewy?
I'm obviously speculating because I do not know anything. Yeah, hypothetically, I think she's probably had a lower facelift, which is fair enough. I mean, she's in her 50s. Her hair is always around her, so it would be very difficult to sort of judge that on a television show nonetheless. I think she's probably had fat transfer. I'm not sure where they would have gotten the fat from because she is so slender. But I found the area around her mouth to be, it's the thing that stuck out because her skin is beautiful, mm-hmm. It's dewy. Of course, she's done, you know, some treatments to help things like Profhilo, any sort of hyaluronic acid injections, mesotherapy, those types of things. But I do also think that she's had something physically injected into the skin because the area around her mouth, it was either too much filler or too much fat or
can you make a mouth wider? I mean, that's, you
well,
can.
One, you can, if you've pulled too much, you know, you can pull that skin, and that's why people have those elongated horizontally mouths. This is all hypothetical.
Yeah. Even though I felt her hair should have had a credit as a best supporting role.
Oh my God, her hair was amazing, but I heard they're extensions.
They're all extensions, yes. I've been there when she's having her hair done, and it's very, I mean, that was sort of blonde, but anybody who goes out in that world probably has extensions, but that hair was kind of brilliant, but it changed so much. So one minute she'd be saying something and the next minute there'd be a scene change and her hair would have been retonged within an inch of its. I kind of think the danger with her is that role was so much about style that you lost what she was doing because you were so busy like looking at the hair and the skin and the face.
No, you did all of that, but that's why it was so beautiful, because it was a distraction.
I like the costumes and I like the world and I like the,
I forgot his name now.
We've Sutherland. Become a review show. Donald Sutherland. Oh, his eyebrows. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, do you think anyone would ever say to him, shall we trim those babies?
You know what? I love him. And I loved him in this role too. I loved it.
I love Schitt's Creek.
If you want
something like fabulous and real.
That's funny and
funny and heartfelt. But this, I felt like I'd invested. I mean, it was all good. And we were all on the phone to each other saying, who did it? Yes. Who did it? Anyway, enough about them. Let's get on to talking about me.
So what did you think about Althea?
I thought Althea was actually great. It was painful, but not as painful as it was when I first did it 10 years ago. So I think it's definitely a new gen Althea. I do think, as we discussed, it's eye-wateringly expensive. But I have noticed that, well, today's really not the day to ask me about how I feel about my skin, but on the whole, I see a sort of tightening, I think. I think it's a good treatment if you've got some money to burn and you want to have a bit of a go at something. I wouldn't say I would spend my last pennies on it.
Well, no, it's not meant for that. It's really meant for the person who doesn't want to be a surgical candidate and is not interested in having surgery and would like to have something that will help tighten and firm that area. I think it's great for the jawline and the
Do
neck,
you see
really,
a
for that.
Difference?
The thing is, I see you so frequently and it's hard.
It's been a month, maybe.
It's been a month. It'll still continue to work. I mean, the best results are really at 3 months. You have a good jawline, but it helps just to keep tightening it. So, To be fair, you know, we have to really evaluate it at 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months.
And then, and also with photos, it's never meant to replace surgery, but I do think that for many candidates, it's the best alternative to having a lower face or neck lift.
So maybe something to think about when you're in your late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect time.
Yeah.
So I did it when I was 40 and then I did it again at 45.
Yeah, I think that would be effective. I think I'm 58, so, you know, I'm so far... Sounds so far gone, but
except
I
look like you're 48.
I probably look, one facelift, one Althea, and God knows how many peels later. I should look 25.
Did you find it that it was painful afterwards?
No, I felt there were areas of my face, possibly around the edge more than anywhere, that felt a little bit sensitive, like nerve endy. But
touched your face, not when you were talking or
no,
you know, eating or
absolutely
anything.
Yeah, from the minute I left, and there was no kind of. There was no high
bruising,
color or bruising or anything.
Is that what you would have expected?
Well, I did expect it because I'd had it done before, so there wasn't a downtime afterwards. And that's one of the, you know, so if you do have a facelift, folks, let me tell you from experience, is you basically don't move for about 4 weeks after you've had it. So this is a very kind of quick fix solution. It takes a while to kick in, but there is no downtime to it.
It is actually really popular in my clinic for those people who are not interested in having surgery or not ready, and their surgeon says they're not ready to have surgery yet. So
how many people are for it here?
I probably do between 2 and 5 a week.
Really?
I mean, not every week, but for the most part. It is pretty common for those people who really want to combat that jelly bit. I think for me, in my patients, I think that those people who come in for that little bit of jolliness, it works the best. And also for people who have thicker, heavy skin that, you know, really drags them down, I think that's a really nice treatment for them.
But it's interesting because, you know, we talk about the kind of things that we do here, and I would be devastated if anybody ever said, you look like you've done. I'm very happy to be open about it. But the first person who said to me, who might say to me, okay, enough, you look done, I would definitely stop for quite a long period. I do not want to look done. I don't want to
look. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, people assume I do a lot because of what I do.
Yeah.
And actually, I was just joking with a doctor a couple of weeks ago that I hadn't even found time to do my own Botox. I have since, because it's about to be Christmas, I did do my own Botox, but it had been such a long time You know, I haven't done Profilo in forever because I don't know why. It's been busy this period of enforced lockdown.
I've never been as busy. So it's a weird time.
It is. So I think everybody likes to have little tweaks. And fortunately, I was not in lockdown at home on Zooms because then all I would focus on are my eyes. But that's really what the Althera is for and all of these sorts of treatments. Mm. They're little things. They're never going to be hopefully dramatic like that.
I would definitely recommend it to somebody thinking about doing something and not wanting to have a facelift. I would say that it's effective. Well, we'll see. We'll come back to you in a couple of months about this, but that's how I felt about it. More about me, because it's that kind of day.
Yes.
Is that I'm feeling absolutely dreadful because I feel like I've woken up and my face is covered in kind of rosacea, pustulating. And it really, really affects, it really kind of taps into the way that I feel about myself. I feel very vulnerable and incredibly spotty. And rosacea gives me little kind of spots all over the face, which I popped this morning and then I couldn't really cover with makeup.
Guys, don't do that.
Why not burst the spots? Let's start with that.
Well, because you create more inflammation and irritation to the skin. And so that spot that might have gone away in 24 hours might take, you know, 72 hours to even longer. You know, you have lighter skin, but in someone who has darker skin, you could even cause post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. You could have prolonged redness in that area. So, I mean, it's really disheartening, I know, to wake up and see those spots on your face. They're really small. It's best to get medication and have some treatment other than picking at them, because then it just takes longer for it to go away. It's like you feel happy because you deflated it, but in long term, in the short long term, even it takes longer to go away.
And I think it's flared up because
lot of stress. You have a lot of stuff going on. It was locked down. You have a new store. You're writing like crazy. You have the podcast with me. So, you know, there's a lot going on. It's normal. And it's almost Christmas. So
it's so interesting because 3 days ago I looked in the mirror and I thought it's looking okay. And this morning I woke up and it's just everywhere. And it made me kind of angry to have to go out of the house with it. It made me angry to have to cake it in makeup because that always makes me feel
But you didn't
goofy.
Have any makeup on because we just did a very quick IPL on you to help with some of the redness. And I cleaned her face you didn't really have, I mean.
Well, my idea of a quite a lot of makeup.
Her idea of a lot of makeup was like not even having, you know, tinted moisturizer on. So there was like literally nothing on your skin, but that's okay. You know, you have to remember rosacea is an inflammatory condition that waxes and wanes. And so you're never going to get it under complete control. And there are some days it's going to be better than others. And some days it's going to be worse. And there are obviously, you can seek help with a dermatologist to have, you know, some antibiotic ointments, some topical treatments, but also maybe some oral medication to help bring it under control. But you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. It's really not as bad as you think it is.
If you're not used to having things like that, then it kind of comes as a bit of a shock. And luckily I'm here with Mariam, who's written me a prescription. What have you written me a prescription for?
So I've put you on a low dose of antibiotics for 3 months, which Fiona gets from me routinely and never actually fills. So hopefully, that's the problem, is that you have this for like 24, 48 hours and then it goes away. And then you're like, oh, forget about it. I'm not going to take the antibiotic. Oh. So I get it. But sometimes, you know, if you have persistent inflammation, then, you know, you kind of have to nip it in the bud.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So what can we do for me today as I'm sitting here feeling a bit vulnerable? My skin feels a bit dry and sore and not happy.
Today,
my jeans feel too tight. It's not good.
I know. It's not a good day today. So today we're going to do the Aqua Gold Fine Touch. This is a sort of like a very small microneedling device that helps infuse topical ingredients into it through these little micro channels, essentially. So there are different kinds of serums that you can place. The one that I've done for you today is extremely hydrating. It also has a little bit of Botox in it, which helps with redness, with facial flushing. So generally you would do, if you're doing it for more than just, you know, hydration, mesotherapy type of treatment, and you're doing it with a Botox, then, and you're doing it for facial flushing, you'd want to do one a month for 3 months. But it's a really nice treatment. It's not painful, but it's not necessarily pleasant either, okay. You know, so it does have a little bit of, you know, you feel the little prickliness. Yours will be filled with hyaluronic acid. You're going to have some antioxidants in there. And then you're also going to have some peptides. And as I said, a little bit of Botox. And you might be pink, a little bit more flushed or pink for an hour or two, but then it settles down really quite quickly. And all those little micro columns of injury that you're causing help stimulate collagen production. You're getting the nutrients, you know, slightly put into the skin. It's very light meso treatment on top of it. And of course, you know, you need to have sunblock if you're going to be using it. But otherwise, it's just really nice to use. Sometimes I mix this with PRP, which is platelet-rich mm-hmm. plasma, where you draw the blood and then you spin it and then you put the platelet-rich plasma back into it as a mechanism. You know,
could
some
you
people
mix
call
this up with Profilo?
Profilo is too large. It wouldn't get into the skin the way that it needs to. So Profilo really needs to be injected into the skin, not this is too superficial. Yeah.
But is it doing kind of what Profilo
yes,
does, but at a more...
Exactly. Okay. At a higher level, like a more superficial level.
This is more superficial. Okay.
This is what gives people like that
glowy, dewy, schmooey.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of look to them without having much downtime. So, you know, there's nothing going into the skin. So for somebody who wants to have like a nice pick-me-up, wants to have a nice treatment done, it's a really quick fix that gives you a really beautiful complexion.
Cool.
I recommend this for anybody who's looking to have that dewy, beautiful skin without much downtime. So, you know, a day before a party or even, you know, in a couple of days, 48 hours before, it just really gives you that gluey, dewy
look.
Oh my God,
dewy,
I can't see.
Dewy, gluey
dewy
look.
Glowy look.
Yeah. No, I'm really up for it. I'm up for anything that's going to make me dewy and glowy. I wish I was feeling that on the inside, but if I can't feel it on the inside, let's go for the outside.
Well, this will be really nice. It'll give you a little pick-me-up, and hopefully you'll have a little bit less flushing on the face with the Botox that has gone inside. You'll feel a little bit more hydrated. It is freezing outside, so it's nice to have a little bit of hydration between the heating system and the cold air outside.
No, I'd love that. Should we do it and then see how we feel? We can talk about what it felt like afterwards.
Sure.
Okay, we can do it.
So right now I have put a solution within this system called the Aqua Gold, which has gold, as the name says, needles that go very superficially into the top layers of the skin. I'm infusing a little bit of botulinum toxin, a little bit of vitamins, minerals, hyaluronic acid to really help brighten the skin. It's a little uncomfortable. It's like, it almost feels like a little stamp that I'm doing in a circular motion on the forehead. I think the forehead is the most sensitive area, having done this myself. It gets better on the fleshier bits.
Which is good to know. Yeah. It feels painful in a sort of bearably painful way, but it feels quite like exactly what my own described, lots of needles. And now we're going in under my eyes and that's already...
Much better.
On my cheekbones, that's already much better. The skin is very thin, right, on the forehead.
Yes, the skin. And also, you have the bone right there. Yeah. So actually, I also want to say that a lot of people do have numbing before this. So you can have a little bit of... We have not numbed Fiona's face, you know,
so
just
why,
to be on the nicer...
Why would we want to improve anything the way this day's going?
I just thought of that right now. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, thanks for that. I've only been here an hour.
But we were going to do something else. We decided not to do the more torturous treatment.
I feel there's some kind of... it's a payback day. There's some karmic...
Oh, no. No, you know what? You're going to call me in tomorrow and you're going to say, you know, my skin just looks good.
Well, I see it in immediate results.
Yeah, so you'll see it. You'll see it.
Why can you not put this on my lips? I know I always ask this question.
I can put it.
I want my lips to be...
I can do it. I can put it on your lips. It's a little uncomfortable. I might put a little bit of numbing cream on your lips because remember, these are little tiny needles.
She's only saying that because she wants the public to think that she's
kind.
Kind.
I don't think that numbing cream. We ran out of numbing cream fee. No numbing cream in the entire Cadogan Clinic.
Oh, my God, what we do.
Do you celebrate? Do you have a tree in your house?
Do I celebrate because I'm Jewish?
Yeah.
It's all right. We can let them know I'm Jewish, Mary. It's fine.
Do you celebrate?
My parents celebrated any available holiday when I was growing up. So like we had Christmas tree. Yeah.
Okay.
We do. Although I must say, now that I have a little store in Cornwall, just saying everybody, we're online, and it's called The Little Shop. You can come and have a look.
No plug or anything like that. But it's really cute, actually.
It's very cute, my little shop. But I haven't done anything Christmassy in there because I want people to buy things that are forever things, not Christmas things. So I haven't done any Christmas decoration. I've done very, very beautiful kind of dried flower wreaths. They're really stunning.
Are those raw dried flower that you showed
me? Yeah, it's all dried flower grown at a friend of mine's farm, and she makes these
very sustainable.
So it's sustainable. I just didn't want to be kind of shiny Christmas shiny Christmas wrapping paper. So we do beautiful wax brown paper, and we do beautiful wax stamps and seals. Yeah, so my Christmas tree this year is going to be all dried flowers. So I dry hydrangeas that I grow in my garden in Cornwall. And then I have these dried flower balls, and I'm going to put just all dried flowers through my Christmas tree.
Hydrangeas are the emblem and the logo for MZ Skin.
You see?
I knew there was something else.
Something connects us. Yes. We have something in common, which is reassuring. And so that's.
And do you
have a Christmas tree?
I have a big Christmas tree.
Do you?
So, I grew up. I'm obviously Muslim. Well, not obviously. I am. And
we're a multi-denominational show here, aren't we?
We are. And I was really upset when I was younger. I didn't have a Christmas tree. And then finally, my parents gave in. I remember this. I had a little tiny fake Christmas tree in my bedroom with multicolored lights and like that really tacky, cheesy tinsel, like the silver and gold one. And oh my God, I thought that was like the most amazing thing ever. So I have absolutely decided that I am going to have a nice Christmas tree. I even go to midnight mass sometimes here if I happen to be in London because it's just so beautiful. And yeah, I have a nice Christmas tree wreath, you know, the whole thing, the whole nine yards,
the whole kit and caboodle.
Yes. But I love it, and I think that always, like, anything that's good to celebrate in life, you should celebrate, you know? So I'm not so into necessarily, like, all the gifts. I mean, of course, when you're young, you need to have gifts because that's exciting and you're a kid. But it's just nice to have something beautiful to look at and have everybody together, and that's it.
There are some very nice beauty Christmas presents.
Lots.
To give. I'm giving Molly, my daughter, S skincare because it's probiotic skincare range, which I've talked about a few times on this show. I love the idea of rewilding your skin.
Yeah.
So it's all the benefit of kind of probiotics, and it kind of treats your skin like you would treat your gut if you were having kind of kimchi, I guess. It's the same.
Same sort of thing.
She's got very... I think it's really nice if you... Like, I think beauty should be complementary. So as much as I'm into doing this or using...
No, you need to be able to maintain things at home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is nice little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
But this is not... You don't do nothing at home and then come in here and have little treatments done. That's not the best idea.
And I think for young people, like Molly has a lactose intolerance, and so she has to be very careful what she eats. And there's something for me that ties into the idea of plant-based skincare. Younger, you know, she'll need stronger health as she gets older, I feel.
This is true. I think
it's nice for her to use those very clean products right now. And I think it's as much a mental thing as anything. You know, I think that there's a sort of placebo effect. I think that you feel that you're being clean in your body, clean in your skincare.
It makes such a difference.
Yeah, it makes such a difference.
I strongly believe in placebo.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all done.
I'd like there to be a placebo effect where I believe that chocolate makes me thinner.
I would like the placebo effect of that as well. I'd like to say, I wish I could just say that I work out and therefore I have no fat on my body.
I could say that for you. She works out, therefore she has no fat on her body. Whereas my idea of working out is 300 chews. Mm-hmm. I've eaten so... I think this second lockdown was much harder for lots of people. And my food thing's kind of like... I'm not going to beat myself up about it, but I was driving with my husband yesterday and I was like, Malteser? And he nearly swerved off the motorway. We were in that garage. Maltesers, fruit and nuts. And then I thought, well, I'd need something sweet to offset the chocolates. I got some fruit pastels. And anyway, I went to bed feeling so sick. No wonder my skin's had a nervous breakdown this morning.
Well, no wonder. Well, so you are finished.
Thank you. So that felt, folks, in the time that we've been chatting, which was about 5 minutes, that felt completely bearably prickly.
You were chatting with me.
Yeah.
And our audience.
I think the chatting...
The chatting helps a lot. I do chat a lot with my patients in general. So you're a little pink.
Okay, I look really... I've got to go to an event now. I look unbelievable colour. And I'm wearing a very attractive sort of stretchy hairband. My hair is standing on end.
I'll take the head down from you. There you go.
Where's the old me?
How does your skin feel?
My skin feels prickly and sort of fizzy, not sore, fizzy. Would you say that's the right feeling, Marianne?
Yeah, it feels tingly.
It tingles, fizzes, tingles. Luckily, somebody who knows a lot about skin is about to come and be our next guest, so he won't be too scared of me. I will let you know how my skin's looked tomorrow. Yeah, I think give it 24 hours. Watch this space.
That's all for today, guys. If you are listening to this on Christmas Eve, I hope that you have a very happy, healthy, festive end to 2020.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you, everybody. And thank you so much for listening to us. Don't forget to rate us if you're in the mood and leave us a nice review. It does help. It's very nice of you. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, check out our Insta at The Guinea Pig Podcast, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialling a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.